It's dusk at the headlands, and a crowd of about 50 people, some of them sprawled out on blankets and others fiddling with their telescopes, is awaiting the fall of darkness. Before the show, Dark Sky Park program director Mary Stewart Adams entertains the crowd.
What happens is Hermes is walking along a shore, maybe a beautiful shore like this, and he finds an old cast-off tortoise shell, and it has tendons stretched across it.
You may recognize Adams as the voice of Night Sky, which airs Fridays on IPR. Adams sometimes refers to herself as an astrosopher.
So my interest in the sky is all about the stories and the poetry and the history of how we get to contemporary understanding. I don't use a telescope. I don't use a laser pointer. I'm all about having a natural experience in natural darkness and sharing stories. And because of that, the great success is, I think, with the fact that people are just welcome to come and have kind of a once upon a time experience.
Right now, the Dark Sky Park is basically a wilderness, fitting of a once upon a time experience. Besides a wide open area where you can lay on a blanket and watch the stars, there really aren't any facilities here. But Adam says that is about to change.
It started with this idea of, all right, we need to have a restroom facility at the Headlands. Then we were given by donation from the Cranbrook Institute of Science in Bloomfield Hills the dome for an observatory. So now we had this, all right, we're going to provide restroom facility, and now we've got this dome so we can build a kind of a silo to put a telescope in and then really enhance the experience.
The plans continued to grow. The final design includes an indoor classroom space, a full commercial kitchen, and a grassy slope on the north end of the building facing the Straits of Mackinac. The price tag is $7 million, and the bill will be paid by Emmett County. Charlie McInnes is an Emmett County commissioner, and another disclaimer here, McInnes also serves on IPR's Community Advisory Board. When the county commission voted in April to approve the money, McInnes was the only commissioner to vote no.
What it comes down to is that if the public were given the opportunity to vote on this, I am quite confident that they would vote against it by a wide margin.
The role of county government, says McInnes, is to provide core services like roads, schools, and public safety. He says he just doesn't see the Dark Sky Park rising to that level, and he's concerned the public money for the new building might end up turning voters off to future funding for things like ambulance service or local schools.
The sky is dark now. It won't get any darker after the $7 million is invested.
Jerry Dobek says government should have a role in advancing science, and an observatory at the Headlands would do just that. Dobek is a professor at Northwestern Michigan College. He runs the J.H. Rogers Observatory there and was a founding member of the International Dark Sky Association. Astronomy is hot right now, says Dobek. He says enrollment for his astronomy courses at NMC has grown 12% in just the last year.
It's becoming very popular, and it's not necessarily to have budding new astronomers in the world. It's showing them how science works and what science really is.
Construction is set to begin on the new facility at the Headlands Dark Sky Park next year. For Interlochen Public Radio, I'm Aaron Selbig.